This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
I want to talk about change. Change is always happening, and that means from a natural progression of events. The weather is always changing, the time of day is always changing. The social predicament is always changing. Rules, regulations, government, industry, everything is always changing. But in the Vedic literature, it takes the other attitude. That is only the temporary material manifestation that is changing. Because it's made of temporary substance, there's always disintegration. And it's like stacking sand. You see sand going through an hourglass. As the sand drips through the little hole in the hourglass, everything above it changes. And similarly in our lives, as time traverses, everything changes. That's why in the Vedic literature it's called the all-devouring energy of time, because it impacts everything else. So time is the significant factor behind change. Well, the Vedic literature teaches that in the spiritual world, there is an absence of time. You're not involved in change. Time is not important because it's a continual experience. It's a continuous progression of service and devotion, happiness, enjoyment, real enjoyment. So actually, it's an artificial imposition upon the living entities in the material world that they experience this constant change. And yet it's a fact in the material world. The only consistent thing is change and time. So they're directly related. Now what happens is this influences the living entities to think that change is good. So we see this happening, that someone plants a nice garden around their home and they get it all sorted out. It's very appealing. There's this little area over here, maybe a seat or a swing, or there's this garden spot, or there's this nice tree. There's all these things they've sorted out in their garden. And they have to move for whatever reason, and when they leave, the new people come in and destroy it. Kill all the living entities that are in plant form. Kill them all, throw them all out, redo it all. Maybe they'll dig something up, or they'll cement something over. Whatever they want to do, and they just completely change the whole thing. They never really stop to see the thought process and the aesthetics and the beauty of what the original producers saw. They just change. And they put together something that, in their opinion, is better. But they neglect the reality of what happens. They will be held accountable, according to the laws of karma, for killing all of those plants who earned the right to have a duration of life and were simply growing and beautifying and producing oxygen and in their own way. They wasted the natural resources, time, energy, money, etc., because they wanted to have it their way. And this is all the mind's business. This has nothing to do with intelligence. Conservation would be an intelligent approach. The preservation of our ability to breathe, the lungs of the planet, are the plants. The trees, bushes, grass, they are the lungs of the planet. They breathe in carbon dioxide and breathe out oxygen so that we can breathe in oxygen and breathe out carbon dioxide. So it's a structure. It's a working mechanism. And we see now that there is no respect to plant life, none whatsoever. I mean, there's a lot of problems in animal life because everyone's eating the animals now. So this is what's happening. The change is going toward selfishness. And the selfishness is destroying the resources, implicating the living entities in bad karma, and minimizing the resources, minimizing the necessities on the planet. So the Vedic literature says this is an intelligence. This is the mind out of control. And this is the business of the mind. The mind is to accept and reject. So if you do not have control over your mind, the mind will constantly be saying, change it, something new, something new. something new. But in the spiritual conception of life, it's the old things that matter. The consistency, the self-control. We have it so now that the children are so impacted by change that they're unable to even hold their mind steady for a moment. And the ridiculous thing called television is going faster and faster and faster. You don't even get the focus on the image before it's gone. You're not even sure of the details in the image before it's gone. So your mind is always racing, catch up, catch up, catch up. Well, this creates an instability in the mind, an instability in the progress of the living entity's development of his consciousness. So on one hand, we have that it's negative because it's misusing resources. And second, it's negative because it's destroying the lives of innocent plants and animals. And then on the other hand, it's taking the mind out of control such that there's no stability in the consciousness or intelligence. So the learning process is automatically stunted. Now, you might say, oh, there wouldn't be such a plan inside the television that they plan to keep people from focusing. They plan to keep people from concentrating. They're trying to make it so that people don't think of anything higher. Well, you may say that, but it's proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that the television is a mind control mechanism to keep the living entities destabilized so they won't revolt against the evil governments. These governments are using people now, just like I'm talking about someone tearing up a garden and putting new ones down. Hundreds and thousands of people die every day at the hands of misguided government. And yet there's no revolt. There's now some in the Middle East. They've gotten to the point they're doing such heinous things. And there's still heinous things going on right here, right now, today. But we're not protesting. Many of the Western world, they're not protesting because they can't focus. And if you can focus, it's on the phone in your hand. And so you think you're very busy, and you think you've been doing a lot, but you've actually achieved nothing, and your mind is out of control, and you're not working on anything of concentrative value. There's no self-realization going on. There's no building of intelligence going on. There's nothing but stupid information, useless information passing by. Because at the time of death, it isn't going to matter what was on the news. It isn't going to matter what was in your text or your emails. It isn't going to matter. It's going to matter where is the focus of your consciousness to determine the quality of your next life. And the whole time this is going on, you're completely losing sight of the fact that you have a limited duration of life and you're getting old and you can't change it, nor can you recover a lost moment. So the psychologists that work for the elite powers, they know that if they keep you distracted, you'll end up going through your life and die as stupid as you were born. And not have achieved any level of self-realization. Any level of inner peace, focus, concentration, any maturity. There are hundreds and thousands of adults walking around with the mentality of teenagers or children. Don't grow up. It's been amazing how companies and businesses, they think that to acknowledge anything or anyone or to celebrate anything, all they do is have alcohol or food or both. There's no discussion, there's no development, there's no working with each other, there's no interaction, there's no higher point of view, thought process, development, control, training, education, no. Now, 10 or 15 years ago, all the companies were sending their people off to workshops and you know, all sorts of things to improve them, and certain amount of information, courses and classes they'd go to, and it was relative to their company. And they felt that this was good investment because it increased their awareness of their company and their cooperativeness, et cetera, efficiencies. Well, why isn't that happening in the human race? Why aren't we as humans working together cooperatively to better ourselves? We're sitting back and allowing corporates to exploit all the natural resources, to control and cheat with regard to the money, and to use the adults, and to mistrain the children, because no one's involved with self-realization. No one's trying to develop themselves to their highest potential and capabilities. That's not the focus of human society in this day and age. It's money, and it's prestige, and it's power. And it's destroying the whole world. The governments around the world that are the most powerful are the most criminal, too. The corporations that are the most powerful are the most criminal, too. And oftentimes the people that present themselves as leaders in society are the most fallen. They have the biggest domestic problems or personal problems of a lot. They're constantly coming out with this or that scandal of supposed leaders of society. So this methodology does not work, and the Vedic literature teaches clearly that the unbridled mind leads to disaster. So without controlling the mind with the intelligence, we see that the natural resources to the point where everybody's concerned about the planet is suffering. The planet is in trouble. And society is in trouble. And you are in trouble because the food chain is in trouble. This is another problem. You look at the change that's happened in food production. It used to be everybody grew a little bit. And the local farmers produced the rest. And they had a broad spectrum cultivations of many different crops and types and products. Sold it to the local market. Subsistence type farming. And now it's changed to monoculture. A farmer does a crop. That's all he does. And the big corporations control it all. And the number of people that contribute to the food production change is 3%. Statistically speaking, 3% of the people produce the food for everybody else. So in other words, you're a user. You've been trained to be a consumer, a user, and you're not contributing. So if something happens to the 3%, everybody else is in trouble, including you. You should be sustaining yourself and making a contribution in some way that sustains your essentials. You think you're making some of this money, doing paperwork and computer work and so forth, and you get paid for it, but there's no productivity to society. There's no education, training, development. It's all things. We're being paid to make things for other people to be consumers and use those things. But there's no self-sufficiency. There's no sustainability in the entire equation. It's set up to be a failure. It's only time that will make it a failure. It's not a matter of can we change anything. We have to stop doing it. So the change concept is, as the Vedic literature describes, an uncontrolled mental problem. You don't need to come in and change everything the previous management did. You need to fix any inadequacies or improve efficiencies, but you don't change. There's no need to change. It's train. It's mature. It's develop. But that's not the attitude in school. That's not the attitude in society. That's not the attitude in business. The whole attitude is make my mark, show my expertise, show my ability, even if it's at the cost of all the other employees or the money of the company or anything else. It's just I, me, mine, selfishness. This is the sickness, the madness that's running the human society into an unsustainable condition, which we've already been in for a long time, and is going to push us forward to the collapse of a disastrous scale because the money is no longer real. So they're holding it together artificially. It's only a matter of time when someone will make a change that will actually break it all. So without money, without jobs, without food, the whole world will change. So then you're going to have to say, well, wait a minute, what's important? And it's going to go back to eating, drinking, shelter, clothing. And yet this country barely produces any of that. Any of the essentials to make a house, or the essentials to make clothing, or the essentials to grow food, to provide. Most countries don't do it anymore. New Zealand is very good. We have food production and some raw materials. Not everything, but some. So this is a very serious issue in front of the human society, because we've lost sight of the efficiencies of nature and our responsibility to nature to maintain the balance. We have the ability with our hands and our intelligence, we have the ability to sustain the balance or disrupt the balance. And there is no doubt whatsoever we have completely disrupted the balance of life and balance of nature. It is such a mess. There is only 1.5 to 2% pure water left on the planet. How stupid is that? The air is contaminated, and they're contaminating us constantly by spraying chemtrail, barium, and aluminum sprays into the air, affecting the agriculture productivity of the land and the intelligence and memory of the humans. So we don't look at it. They're doing everything they can at the government levels to keep us from looking at the things they're doing wrong for money and power over us. So, from the Vedic literature point of view, we recognize that this is a wonderful place under the control of evil people. And the Vedic literature prescribes that we have to adjust to become responsible humans again, to care, to be compassionate, to use the minimum, the necessities you're allowed, the greed you're not allowed. We have to recognize that the collapse of the human society is imminent. Srila Prabhupada, our spiritual master, said in 1972 that this human civilization of consumption cannot stand. Cannot. And it's true. It's breaking down all over the place. The dissatisfaction and the wars and the protesting and the evil that's going on all over the planet is getting worse all the time. Every day you read another article, oh my God, that's horrible. There is no reporting of the good things the people do. They've lost it, completely lost it. They wouldn't even consider it. Now they get, a dog has adopted a kitten, or a kitten has adopted a bunny. Oh, isn't that cute? But they're aborting thousands of children. And there's millions of homeless children from their warring. Now the governments are turning out weapons constantly for the killing process. We don't need weapons. There are 1,000 things we could produce that would make life better. And they're producing things that reduces the population. They've tried to convince us it's too many people here. The Vedic literature says this planet can support 10 times the people there is now comfortably. And yet this is not being taught to the humans. They're being taught we need to make sacrifices for this to go on, because we're breaking the balance of nature. You want to make a sacrifice? Stop eating meat. Stop killing the plants that produce oxygen. Stop changing things that don't need to be changed. You're simply doing it to make a mark, to make an impression. This is not intelligence. This is the mind. And we have to recognize every single one of us has a mind and an intelligence, and the mind is not the controller. The intelligence is. The mind is to be subordinate. And we have to work on that. This idea, maybe this, what about that? I got an idea. That's the mind. And it's constantly distracting you from your duty. Prabhupada said, I'm coming to the West to teach you duty, because you've lost a sense of duty, and it's gone. You look at the Western countries, you look at your country, this country. There is no duty. What is your duty? Oh, make money. Not to get in trouble. Obey the laws. Well, some of them anyway. This is the problem. So this is why the Vedic literature says this society can't stand, and we must turn to the Vedic knowledge to understand the new method, the correct method, which is actually very, very old. But it's the way that the balance of nature can be sustained. The balance of society can be sustained. It's given by the Supreme Lord in the Bhagavad Gita. It's instructed through all the disciplic succession. All the saints and sages are constantly trying to educate the leaders of how to actually see things and do things correctly. So this is a very important, very serious issue. And you, as an individual, you have free will. And you should look at that free will and use it in such a way to minimize your impact and negative karma by your actions. Try to refocus on the balance of nature. Try to avoid this constant change. And so, most of all, of course, stop watching the television. Never watch the television set. So you can get back to who you are. Get your brainwave patterns back to normal. Get your concentrative ability back up online. Read the Vedic literature. Remember, learn what the sages have been teaching. The saints and sages have been protecting the knowledge and information from the destruction of the materialists. Because the materialists can't control their minds. Don't even try. Don't want to hear. They become angry if you tell them, control yourself. But all of the religious practices, all of the self-realization processes, all of them prescribe self-control. The Vedic literature says human life is meant for regulated life. Not unregulated, unbridled, out of control. Regulated life. Yet no one's teaching that. So we have what we see today. Chaos. Small amounts of chaos, even cooperative chaos. I'll only get as crazy as I can without getting in trouble, but I'm going to stay as crazy as possible. Your craziness and my craziness butt into each other. We just carry on and be crazy together. And the planet suffers. The subordinates, lower species of life, all suffer. The resources suffer. The innocent suffer. And chaos prevails in society. So this is an important factor to recognize your responsibility to yourself and society and to the Lord to be a responsible human being. Everybody is just looking for money, arrogantly thinking they're special, that they shouldn't be asked to have to work, or they shouldn't ask to do something, or to be responsible for where did that go? What happened to that? Well, how did that get broke? They don't want to look at any of that. This is a disease, and the disease comes from habited change, changing. If it isn't broke, why fix it? And this material balance of nature, the control of the material nature over the resources here, it's not broke. It's being fiddled with. The weather is being controlled. The water is being controlled. The money is being controlled. The energy is being controlled. You're being controlled by people who don't know what to do. They don't know right. They only know wrong. And we see the results every day in our lives, wherever we look, at whatever level. So raise above these concepts. Go back to controlling your mind. Stop this incessant change for no reason. This is a very, very, very preliminary step. It should be done as a child. And it's hardly done by any of the adults now. Get control. Stop playing sport. Start learning. Become more intelligent. Become more responsible. Contribute more to the human experience.
For more episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.